Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number?
I don't have it on me at the moment, but I'm actually out in my car. If any other information would help, I'm.
What is your name?
One second, ma'am. It's Christopher Williams.
Christopher Williams.
I'm calling to complain about my address. It was wrote on the posted email.
Okay. What is your zip code?
It's 45013.
45013?
Yes.
And you said that you are calling to complain about your email?
Just a little bit. Hold on a second. The email is posted that says that my address is not correct.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you now. I'm done. I'm parking really quick here.
You said that the email is incorrect, so you need to update your...
No. The email is good, but what's posting is my address, my shipping address is wrong.
Your shipping address is incorrect, and you need to update.
Yes. It says Indian Springs, and I'm like, no, that's not correct. It's supposed to be Hamilton, Ohio.
Okay, well, if it says Indian Springs and the zip code is correct, that's what's going to generate, because that means that's the postal code, the post office that they use.
Oh,
it goes by your zip code. Are you familiar with Indian Springs?
It's got my home address correct. Yeah, but I wasn't sure what was going on. I was like, I've had this happen before. I ordered a video game off a website, and I guess I mistyped something. My full name's Christopher, right? Well, where the S is supposed to be, there was another R. And I didn't get my game, so I had to go get another one. So you can understand my concern.
Okay, hold one moment. I'm pulling up my system. And you said that, what is your phone number?
It's 513-301-9755.
And that's the phone number you're calling in on?
Yes.
Thank you for that information. Mr. Williams, you're on Star Avenue in Indian Springs, zip code 45013.
I don't know why it says Indian Springs, but yeah, I guess.
I'm telling you why it says Indian Springs. They go by the zip code. So when I put the zip code in, whatever it populates, that's the postal city for that zip code. So I asked you, did you know where Indian Springs was? Do you?
It's on the west side of Hamilton, but like very far.
Because no matter what city you live in, when I put the zip code in, it's going to auto-populate to whatever that postal.
It's been doing that on my Google Maps. I was at work and I was trying to generate a location for my sister-in-law yesterday, and it was putting me on Mollhauser, and I was actually on Port Union.
Okay, and this is Ghostbusters Ecto-1. I see you're on your first shipment. You just ordered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a tracking number when they ship it out. Your next authorization date is March the 18th. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
A lady I talked to previously, I was asking her to make the frequency every week. Why is it doing that again?
Why is it doing what?
You said the next charge is going to be on the 18th.
Yes, because we can you can manage your frequencies until after your second shipment. Then you call back and manage the frequency.
Oh,
she couldn't even
do it.
It's not even an option right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand now. So once every 30 days, and then it'll come out. It'll all start to be easy. Okay.
So right. After March 18th, you can call back after that, and the frequency should have opened up.
Do you know who the shipment company is going to be through?
Eagle Moss carrier goes from Pick Me Bowls to the United States Post Office to you.
All right. If there's an issue, I'll just make sure to contact USPS and if there's an issue,
you need to call us. If there's an issue.
You're right. I'm just a little nervous right now. I'm sorry.
Why are you nervous?
Got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Well, just take it slow. Don't overthink it. And move on along.
You're so nice. You know that? I appreciate you for doing that.
Oh. age, wisdom. Works. I'll put that on Facebook. Age wisdom works.
I also have my dog here on my lap. He's nervous.
Oh, neato. Well, tell him to.
His name is Marley.
Marley. Pat Marley on the head, on the stomach. Those are two ways that make a dog just say, nah. That's
here,
how my dog used to be.
Hi,
Marley.
Hi, Marley.
Hi, Marley. He's wagging his tail.
He's kissing me. He should be kissing the phone. He's kissing me.
Oh, neato. You have a loving dog. Neato.
He looks like a miniature version of a Doberman, but his ears are relaxed.
Wow. Dobermans are nice, big dogs, but they're a nice figure, the form of that dog. Oh, so you have a nice looking dog.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Oh, scary.
What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, my name is Nina. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
You can be safe and take care of your family and everything else.
Oh, and you also.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, okay, ma'am? Nina?
Yes, sir. Likewise, and take care of the dog.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Nina at Eagle Moss. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
You too.